Live on KEXP, one-of-a-kind performance.
Come on, let's go. KEXP.
Recorded in the shadow of the Space Needle.
Hey, this is Moses.
This is Ingle.
This is Michelle from Japanese Breakfast.
King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard.
Meryl from 2 years.
This is Mac DeMarco.
Hey, this is Courtney Barnett.
KEXP.
All right.
Hello everyone, this is your host Troy Nelson, back with another episode of Live on KEXP. On the show this time, it's the joy and jubilee of Japanese breakfast.
I want to be good. I want to navigate this hate in my heart. Somewhere better.
Japanese Breakfast, aka Michelle Zahner, is ready to let some joy in. Just 2021 is the year of everything at once. If 2020 was a disaster, this should be end of lockdown party time, or at least a time for rebuilding and letting go of trauma. There's a safe, effective vaccine for the disease that's killed so many of us, 4.5 million at the time of this writing. On the other hand, the twin evil birds of climate change and systemic inequity have come home to roost. Misinformation and propaganda run rampant. Parts of the world starve and are overrun by violence and fanaticism. What is a person trying to make sense of life to do? Maybe the experience of 2021 is mirrored most accurately by the human commonality of grief. It's a lot of strong emotions, everything at once. Michelle Zahner, aka Japanese Breakfast, is not a grief specialist or a therapist or counselor, but she is a highly perceptive, explorative artist who has gifted us with sharing her path through loss. She spoke with KEXP's Cheryl Waters about being ready for joy.
Your first two albums and your memoir, Crying in H Mart, are all about your love for your mom and the complex, very multifaceted relationship you had with her. Does your mom show up on Jubilee?
She does. I mean, I think that she'll, in some ways, always be a part of my work. I mean, even to write songs about joy, I think it's all kind of in relation to finally giving myself permission to feel that for the first time. And it was a real journey to get there. And I think my mom and that loss will always sort of be a major part of my narrative as an artist. But there's a song called In Hell in particular that still kind of grapples with grief, and I think it was important for me to put that on there, especially where it lands on the record, because, you know, it's kind of incredible that we as human beings can be so resilient and go through these really dark times and still navigate back to joy, and that was really important for me to incorporate on the record. And I think in some ways, finally writing this book and saying everything that I needed to say about her loss sort of paved the way for this album. It made me feel like I had said everything that I needed to say about that, and I was just ready to take on a new topic.
The album cover for Jubilee is so bright and eye-catching, and it clearly reflects the emotions that you're hoping to convey on this record, and I love how it ties in food, which I think I can confidently say plays a large role in your life as an artist. What draws you to the image of persimmons? Is there a significance there?
I thought a lot about the color yellow for this album. I had a pretty broad theme going in that it was going to be an album about joy and that yellow was going to play a major role on it. And I think that for me, the third record, you really start to think about your albums in context of one another. So I was thinking about how Psychopomp is this sort of light blue color and Soft Sounds is dark red and black and very moody. And I wanted to just have a really warm tone new album to represent this sort of new sonic shift. And Persimmons are really popular in East Asia and in Korea and in Japan. They'll hang them up, and so they'll be these sort of really hard, bitter fruit that allows time to mature it into something that's very sweet and palatable. And it felt like a sort of apt metaphor for someone who's written a lot about grief and loss and these sort of difficult topics and is trying to mature into something a little bit sweeter.
Japanese Breakfast has a lot going on. The Jubilee album was recorded in Philadelphia in December of 2019 after the book draft for the New York Times bestselling Crying in H Mart had been turned in. There's also an upcoming soundtrack for a game called Sable. It's an open-world, no-combat game inspired by Breath of the Wild, in which a young girl explores a desert planet. There is also, with any luck, a live tour coming to a town near you. In this session, Michelle and the band played 5 songs, including one from her side project called Bumper with Crying's Ryan Galloway. We are more than excited to present Japanese Breakfast, live on KEXP.
Thank you.
You just heard Japanese Breakfast with the songs Kokomo, Indiana and Tactics.
Live on KEXP.
Now here's more of our live session with Japanese Breakfast.
I can feel the night passing by like a mystic wind.
And that was our live session with Japanese Breakfast. You heard the songs Be Sweet, Savage Good Boy, and Ballad O. We'd like to thank the band for virtually stopping by. Shout out to our partner station KGLP 91.7 in Gallup, New Mexico, broadcasting during the pandemic. As always, be sure to check out the video of this session. You can find that and all of our featured sessions at youtube.com/KEXP. Thanks for listening, everybody. For my producers, Jackson Long and Julian Martlew, I'm Troy Nelson, and we will see you next week. This is Live on KEXP.
Live on KEXP is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.